我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家早。
Dear brothers and sisters, good morning.
我们一起来看马可福音。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Mark.
马可福音第二章。
Mark chapter 2.
马可福音二章二十三节。
Mark chapter 2, verse 23.
二十三节，耶稣当安息日从麦地经过，他门徒行路的时候掐了麦穗。二十四节。
24.
法利赛人对耶稣说：“看哪、啊，他们在安息日为什么做不可做的事呢？”
25.
耶稣对他们说：“经上记着大卫和跟从他的人缺乏饥饿之时所做的事，你们没有念过吗？”26.
26.
他当亚比亚他做大祭司的时候，怎么进了神的殿，吃了陈设饼，又给跟从他的人吃？这饼除了祭司以外，人都不可吃。27.
27.
又对他们说：“安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的。”28.
28.
所以人子也是安息日的主。3:1
Chapter 3, verse 1.
耶稣又进了会堂，在那里有一个人枯干了一只手。2.
2.
众人窥探耶稣在安息日医治不医治，意思是要控告耶稣。3.
3.
耶稣对那枯干一只手的人说：“起来，站在当中。”4.
4.
又问众人说：“在安息日行善行恶，救命害命，哪样是可以的呢？”他们都不作声。5.
5.
耶稣怒目周围看他们，忧愁他们的心刚硬，就对那人说：“伸出手来。”他把手一伸，手就复了原。6.
6.
法利赛人出去同西律一党的人商议，怎样可以除灭耶稣。那这段经文记载着、主耶稣和法利赛人、之间的争论。
This passage records the dispute between Lord Jesus and the Pharisees.
尤其是对于安息日该遵守的这个律法的问题。
Especially regarding the issue of whether they should keep the laws about the Sabbath.
第一次就是耶稣跟他的门徒经过麦田，门徒因为肚子饿了，所以掐了麦穗来吃。
And we see the first incident was when Jesus and his disciples passed by the grain fields, and because the disciples were hungry, so they plucked the heads of the grain to eat.
这本来只是一件小事。
And this is really just a small matter.
但是法利赛人却大做起文章来了。
But we see that the Pharisees made a big deal out of it.
批评耶稣的门徒违反了安息日不可以做工不可收割的规定。
So they The Pharisees criticized Jesus' disciples, saying that they broke the law that they should do no work and should not harvest on the Sabbath.
结果主耶稣啊，以这个旧约大卫的故事来做回应。
And Lord Jesus responded using the story of David in the Old Testament.
大卫啊，在逃避扫罗追杀的时候，到了圣殿，到了这个会幕因为他肚子饿了。
And when David was escaping King Saul's pursuit, he went to the tabernacle and he was hungry.
他跟他的随从吃了这个祭司才可以吃撤换下来的陈设饼。
And because he and his men were hungry, so they ate the showbread that was originally only for the priests.
安息日本来就不应该威胁到人的生存问题。
Keeping the Sabbath should not threaten the survival of a person's life.
当然对于这个饥饿得到饱足的基本民生问题，安息日更是不会禁止的。
And we see that the Sabbath would not prohibit a person from satisfying the most basic requirements of satisfying our hunger.
就算再怎么严谨的这个犹太人
，
也绝对不会禁止在安息日吃饭。
No matter how strict a Jew may be, he will not restrict a person from eating on the Sabbath.
安息日不可工作，不可收割，但安息日不会不吃饭。
And even though on the Sabbath you cannot work and you cannot harvest, but you cannot refrain yourself from eating.
不会威胁人生存的问题。
It will not threaten a person's life.
那法利赛人也许觉得 辩不过耶稣啊。
And perhaps the Pharisees thought that they could not argue and win against Jesus.
但是心中仍然愤愤不平，想办法找机会要反击。
But in their hearts, they were not satisfied, and they wanted to find some way to fight back.
他们等到机会了。
So they finally found their opportunity.
有一次耶稣在安息日进了会堂。
One time during the Sabbath, Lord Jesus entered the synagogue.
看见有一个人枯干了一只手。
And he saw a man who had a withered hand.
当然，刚刚我们所读的经文没有说这个人是这个法利赛人故意安排在这个会堂里头要来陷害耶稣的。
And of course, we didn't see in the in the passage that the Pharisees purposely put this person there to put a trap for Jesus.
但是却说又以此来窥探耶稣，并且要来控告他。
But we do see that it records that they watched Jesus closely so that they might accuse him.
窥探耶稣在安息日医不医治这个枯干的一只手的人，而借此来控告耶稣在安息日做工。
They wanted to watch Jesus closely to see if he would heal this man with the withered hand so that they can accuse him of doing work on the Sabbath.
所以主耶稣以这个在安息日行善行恶，救命害命，哪一样可以来反问他们。
So then Lord Jesus asked them in turn whether it is permissible to do good or to do evil or to save a life or to kill on the Sabbath.
他们都不作声。
But the Pharisees kept silent.
当然了，因为没办法回答。
And because they could not answer.
那主耶稣对他们这些人心里头的刚硬感觉到很生气。
And when Lord Jesus saw they were hard in their hearts, he became very angry with them.
但是又对于他们不同情在安息日里头需要帮助的人感到忧愁。
But at the same time, he felt very grieved that they had no compassion and sympathy on those who needed help on the Sabbath.
那耶稣最后不理会他们的窥探跟控告，还是把这个枯干的一只手的人医治好了。
So we see that in the end, Lord Jesus ignored the fact that they were trying to watch him and accuse him, and he just went ahead and healed the man with the withered hand.
在这个网络发达的时代当中，在这个民粹至上的这个时代里头啊。
In this age of information, where the internet is so advanced.
人们尤其这个比较出了名的人公众的人物，他们的一言一行往往会被所有的人拿放大镜来放大检视。
For people who are more famous, or especially the more prominent public figures, often we see that everything that they do, their speech or conduct, is closely examined by everyone.
也因着这些放大检视的人，他们既有的立场也好，既有的成见，先入为主的成见，或者是他们自我的偏见，就有不同的解读。
And we see that for all the people examining their every step, based on their own prejudice or bias or their own personal experience, they have a different interpretation of the act of that person.
有时候言者无心啊，但是听者却有意。
Sometimes the prominent figure had no intent in doing something, but the person who saw him do it may think otherwise.
在报章杂志里头，经常看到，对新闻事件的评论。
And we see that oftentimes there were people putting their commentary in the newspaper.
在网络上更是流行。
And we see that this is very common on the internet.
比如说有个这个台湾的艺人，那他在国际的场合上，他说我来自台湾，那可能这个海峡两岸的同胞们就有不同的解读了。
For example, if there was a celebrity from Taiwan who publicly says overseas that I am from Taiwan, then once this is reported on the internet, people from both sides of the Taiwan Strait would have different interpretations on this event.
或者是说他我是中国人，那同样也有不同的解读。
Or if this celebrity instead says I am Chinese, then people both from the mainland and from Taiwan will comment differently on this matter.
那极有可能哦，那个讲话的人只是很单纯的、毫无政治目的的一个自我介绍啊，我是中国人哦，我来自台湾啊，但是会却哦，在这个有政治企图的成见偏见之下的人们做了不同的解读。
And even though the celebrity who made this statement had no intention of making any type of political statement, he was simply just saying where he was from, the people with a political bias will interpret what he said differently.
今年是这个中国对日抗战胜利的70年。
This year is the 70th anniversary of China's victory over Japan in Japan's war of aggression.
所以海峡两岸也有人在争着说是谁打赢日本人的。
So both in the mainland and in Taiwan, there are people from both sides arguing who was it who actually had victory over the Japanese soldiers.
到底是现在在台湾的这个国民党政府呢，还是现在在大陆的共产党政府呢？
Was it the Nationalist Party that currently resides in Taiwan, or is it the Communist Party who currently resides in the mainland China?
事实上，没有人打赢了。
But the truth is, nobody actually had victory over Japan.
因为战争是人类最愚蠢的行为。
Because war is the most foolish act of mankind.
大家都受伤害。
Everybody was harmed by it.
那有谁赢了？
Nobody really won.
所以同样的道理。
So in the same way,
我们也经常会存在着像法利赛人一样那种态势上的傲慢以及既有的成见偏见在看事情。
Sometimes we also possess the same pride and same prejudice as the Pharisees when we view certain things.
其实我们没有办法相信说这些法利赛人，这些紧盯着耶稣的这一群法利赛人，都是一群麻木不仁、不理会人死活的人。
And it's hard for us to imagine that these Pharisees who are watching Jesus closely, trying to accuse him, are people who have no concern for a person's life.
也许他们执着于他们自认为的律法跟规定。
Maybe they're holding on to so closely the laws that they think are correct.
期望在这个细节上要做到完全遵守的地步。
And they're hoping that in keeping the smallest details, they are able to keep the law.
但就算是这样，也没有必要真的要把律法推到完全不合人情理的地步吧。
But even if they were trying to keep the law, there was no reason for them to push the law to the extent where they have no regard for a person's life.
宁可人饿死，宁可人病死，也不给予任何的帮助跟通融。
Where they would rather a person die from starvation or die from sickness than having any compassion in helping them.
像刚刚我们从圣经看到两件本来是小事情。
And just like we read in this passage, there were two things in the Bible where these are actually very small matters.
主耶稣合情合理的看法跟做法。
And we see that Lord Jesus acted very reasonably and very compassionately.
不应该跟这些法利赛人有什么抵触，有什么违背啊。
And the things that Lord Jesus was doing doesn't go against anything that the Pharisees believed in.
也更不应该成为神学争论的焦点。
And it shouldn't have been an issue of conflict in theology.
我们可以说法利赛人是在鸡蛋里挑骨头的。
We can see that the Pharisees are simply trying to nitpick.
是无理取闹，故意要找事。
They are simply trying to cause problems and trouble.
为什么会这样？
But why did this happen?
因为他们对耶稣已经有的立场，已经存着成见跟偏见。
Because they already had a bias against Lord Jesus. They were prejudiced against him.
只不过是千方百计的要来找出对方的错误。
And they were trying to use all sorts of methods to find any fault in him.
所以才会如此荒谬甚至可笑的行动。
And that's why we see them act so ridiculously here.
他们老早就已经判定耶稣的看法，耶稣的做法就是错的。
They have already determined that whatever Lord Jesus did and said was wrong.
现在只不过是要找理由来支持罢了。
Now they're just trying to find a reason to support their line of thinking.
这个会让我们觉得很讶异。
And this causes us to be very surprised.
很多时候我们也会有这样的经验。
But a lot of times we also have the same experience.
你会发现说那些就像这里的法利赛人执着偏激的人呢，其实也是跟我们一样是有血有肉的。
A lot of times we'll find that people who hold the same bias and prejudice like the Pharisees here are also fellow people like us with flesh and blood.
充满着爱心呢。
People who are full of love.
但是为什么在争论的那个执着点上却让我们完全不认识。
But why is it when they are arguing about certain issues, they become people that we are completely unfamiliar with?
仿佛判若两人一样啊。
And it's as if they're a completely different person.
你会很讶异，真的是他说的吗？
And you would be very surprised and be shocked and say, did this person really say this?
他不会是这样的人吧？
He can't be this type of person.
他那么样的和蔼，那么样的可亲，那么样的温柔，怎么会这么做出这样的事情来？
This person has so much compassion. He's so gentle. He's so reasonable. Why would he do something like this?
这么样的尖锐，这么样的极端。
How can he become so extreme and so mean?
所以由于法利赛人，他老早就咬定了耶稣是他的对手。
So when we look at the Pharisees, they had already determined in their minds that Jesus was their adversary.
耶稣是他的仇敌。
That Jesus was their enemy.
他们把自己已经定位在跟耶稣对敌的状态下。
And they already placed themselves as in the opposite side of Lord Jesus.
在对立的位置上。
They were in a position where they were opposing Jesus.
敌进我退，敌退我进。
And they, in their mind, they could only defend against themselves or advance against Lord Jesus.
敌人反对的，我就要赞成拥护。
So whatever their enemy opposes, I must support.
敌人赞成拥护的，我就要反对到底。
And whatever the enemy supports, I must oppose to the very end.
所以无论主耶稣说什么，主耶稣做什么，这些人呢，已经假设那是错的。
So no matter what Lord Jesus said or does, these people have already determined that it must be wrong.
是不可以接受，是不能认同的。
And they determined that this was something that they never could accept, that they never could acknowledge.
是一定要反对到底的。
They must oppose it to the very end.
就是这样的态度。
And this is the mentality they had.
就是这样的观念。
This is the concept that they held.
让法利赛人陷入到一种极其被动的一个一个处境里面。
Where the Pharisees find themselves in this position where they are constantly provoked.
如果耶稣所说的，耶稣所做的越合乎人情常理的话。
And if whatever Lord Jesus said or did was more aligned with human kindness.
那这些处在与耶稣对立处境之下的法利赛人呢，就会显示出更加的荒谬跟无理。
The more Lord Jesus was reasonable, the more these Pharisees who are already positioning themselves to oppose Lord Jesus will become ridiculous.
换句话说他们是一群为反对而反对的人。
In other words, this group of people are people who are opposing for the sake of opposing.
在圣经的笔下，圣经作者的笔下，在主耶稣的面前是没有个性，没有立场，没有原则的人。
And we see that according to the author of the Bible and in the viewpoint of Lord Jesus, this group of people are a people with no position and they are completely unreasonable.
是一群随着鼓声跳舞的被动者。
These are people who simply march to the beat of the drum and they do whatever in reaction to what Jesus does.
这个就是当时的法利赛人。
And these are the Pharisees of this time.
小弟以前在神学院的时候这个老师也经常提醒我们。
When I was in theological training, our teachers would often remind us.
将来你们出去当传道，在传福音，在为真理争辩的同时。
When you go out to become preachers and you are preaching the gospel and fighting for the truth.
不要习惯喜欢跟人家辩论。
Don't make it a habit to try to debate or argue with people.
也不要相信自己 跟别人在辩论当中一定会有所结论。
And also, don't believe that just because you're arguing or debating with someone that you will eventually reach a conclusion.
哦，因为啊，辩论的里面呢、啊，总是带着血气，甚至带着杀气。
Because whenever you're debating or when you're arguing, you carry with yourself this air of hatred and a flesh and blood.
辩论呢、啊，意味着一定要有一方赢。
Because when you engage yourself in a debate, it means that one party must win.
好，所以往往会把自己的论点呢、啊，把它推到很偏激的地步。
So oftentimes you will push your own viewpoint to a very extreme side.
把话说尽，把话说死啊
！And you will keep arguing until whatever you're arguing is argued to death.
哦，非黑即白，不是这个一定就是那个。
And you have to put everything in black and white. It must be this or the other.
哦，有时候我们不一定啊，都是只有一种想法、一元的这个观念。
But a lot of times we don't simply hold one type of concept. We don't just hold one side of the viewpoint.
哦，我们不一定啊，都下这个偏激的结论。
We don't always have a prejudiced or extreme conclusion.
哦，但是往往在辩论的过程当中啊，会被对方啊带到偏激的地步。
But a lot of times, if we are arguing with other people or debating with them, in the end, we will be led to an extreme viewpoint.
因为当我们反对一个极端，很容易也把自己变成另外一个极端。
Because when we are trying to oppose an extreme viewpoint, in the end, we will find ourselves in the other extreme.
哦，再来在辩论当中。
And when we are debating,
哦，往往啊，这个气势比理由来得重要。
In the end, we often find ourselves that the way we argue becomes more important than the reasons that we are arguing with.
哦，在辩论的过程当中，哦，这个理呀是最大的牺牲者。
And we see that when we are arguing, reason becomes the greatest sacrifice.
哦，如果我们认为我们拥有真理，我们心中笃定。
If we think that we have the truth and we believe this in our heart.
我们一定能够心平气和的慢慢据理力争。
Then we can very calmly try to fight for the truth.
绝对不会词穷气短、气急败坏的甚至到后来谩骂对方。
We will not have our emotions stirred up and become short-tempered and in the end start yelling at the other person.
甚至断章取义、抹黑。造谣等等
And sometimes we might even say things, take things out of context and start hurting the other person.
因为辩论
Because when we argue and debate,
就是要用手段、方法让对方乱了阵脚，自曝其弱点出来。
We are trying to use any method or tactic we can use to trip up the other person so that they lose.
所以很容易引一些没有根据、没有事实的这个资料。
So it's very easy for us to bring up any type of information we can use against the other person, even though they have no basis or truth.
未经证实的。
Things that have not been confirmed.
道听途说的。
Things that we hear secondhand or from gossip.
目的啊，就是只是为求把对方驳倒而已。
And we bring these up simply so that we can push the other person down.
那到底事实是不是这样？真理是不是如此？已经不是我们要的东西了。
And whether this is actually true or whether this is what is described by the truth is no longer a concern for us.
我们要的是我对我赢了，你错你输了。
The only thing we want is that we are right and we have won, and that you are wrong and you lost.
很多时候，真理不一定是越辩会越明的。
And a lot of times we see that the truth is something that does not become clearer the more we argue.
而且在很多的情况之下，真理呀、都不是在得胜的那一方。
And we see in many circumstances, the truth doesn't actually lie with the party who won the argument.
往往是赢了辩论。
Oftentimes the person who wins the debate
践踏了真相。
is the person who has trampled over the truth.
哦，牺牲了真理。
And they have sacrificed the truth.
哦，所以要是我们呢，习惯动不动就要跟人家辩论，哦，跟人家争论的话。
So if we make it a habit that we always argue with other people, or we try to start debates with other people,
哦，就会越容易啊，哦，因为要争取胜利而曲解了自己原本的想法。
It's very easy for us to twist our original concepts and thinking simply to win.
哦，乱了自己的阵脚。
And we instead change the original way we think.
哦，明明啊。不想这么偏激，却越弄越偏激。
Even though we do not want to be extreme, but the more we argue, the more extreme we become.
哦，明明是有条件的命题，啊，却说成是无条件的。
Even though originally the suggestion we bring up is a reasonable suggestion with a lot of conditions, but the more we argue, the more we make it unconditional.
哦，结果自己啊，骑虎难下，覆水难收，被迫下了一个。情非得已的结论。
And in the end, we find ourselves in a position where whatever we are arguing leaves us no room for any changes or movement.
甚至将来要后悔啊，也很难呢。
And then later on, if we regret our decision, it's very hard to go back.
所以我们不要习惯，哦，也不要喜欢争辩。
So let's not make it a habit to argue or even enjoy arguing.
哦，我们不要把自己呀。卷入太多没有意义的口舌之争当中。
Let us not involve ourselves in too many arguments that are not meaningful for us.
因为圣经告诉我们，人的怒气并不成就神的义。
Because the Bible tells us that the wrath of man does not fulfill the righteousness of God.
任何的争辩，都是首先呢，假设自己是对的。
Because in any argument, we begin with the belief that we are correct.
哦，自己是完全正确的，是拥有真理的。
We are absolutely right, and we hold the truth.
而当对方哦有异于我们自己哈的想法啊跟看见的时候，那他一定是错了。
And if the other person hold any viewpoint that is different from ours, then they must be wrong.
哦，那这样子啊，我们。已经在我们自己本身，哦，拒绝，自己说法以外的可能性。
And if we do this, then we automatically reject anything that is different from what we say ourselves.
我们也会失去自我修正跟自我扩充，哦，的这个机会。
So we also lose the opportunity to make any corrections to ourselves or any readjustments to ourselves.
哦，除非是在争辩失败之后。
Unless maybe we lost the argument,
哦，被迫修正自己的看见，哦，自己的想法，
and we are forced to re-examine our own thoughts and concepts.
哦，所以这样的一个争辩，这样的一个成见，哦，跟偏见，其实啊，我们失去了。能够进步跟学习最好的机会。
So we see that in debating and holding this prejudice and holding on to this pride, we lose the best opportunity to try to learn and advance.
哦，所以一个经常习惯哦跟人家争辩，拥有这样心态的人呢，是很难进步的。
So a person who has a habit of always arguing and rejecting other people, it's very hard for them to learn and grow.
因为他拒绝接受哦。以他既有想法不同的观点
，because they refuse to accept any type of viewpoints that are different from their own。
哦，甚至啊，他也会拒绝摆在眼前的事实
，and they may even reject the truth that is placed in front of them。
哦，所以他的思想啊，是一个完全封闭的一个系统
，and we see that their line of thinking is a completely closed off mode of thinking。
只能消化他自己的既有的资料。
They are only able to take the information that they already have.
哦，不断重温他已经知道的知识。
And all they can do is keep reviewing the things that they already hold.
哦，甚至啊，像催眠一般的，不断的重复表达自己的立场。
And it is almost like self-hypnotism, or they try to hypnotize themselves using the things that they already believed in.
哦，你跟他讲什么，他听不进去啊。
And whatever you try to tell them, they cannot hear.
因为他想的就是这一些。Because 他讲的也是这一些。
The only thing they can think about are the things that they are saying.
哦，所以你跟他讲，好像鸡同鸭讲一样。
So when you talk to him, it's as if you're speaking a foreign language.
哦，他没有办法进步。
And they cannot improve.
哦，所以当我们很谨慎地来经营，来审视我们自己的理论的同时
，So at the same time, when we are very carefully trying to examine our own thinking and thoughts,
哦，我们也不要太急着想要下什么结论
，We shouldn't be quick to jump to any conclusion.
哦，认为啊，我们要先拔得头筹。而妄下了一些啊，让自己后悔的结论。
We shouldn't immediately try to do something to win and regret not finding the right conclusion.
哦，因为最后啊，我们会以哦专断博专断，以怪论回怪论哦。
Because if we keep arguing, in the end, we will try to counter some weird argument with another weird argument or some deviation with another deviation.
哦，这样子啊，会离我们原先的立场以及真理啊，越来越远。
And in the end, we will find that we have departed from our original stance and from the truth, for a long time.
哦，所以有时候我们愿意接受理论跟现实之间的差异性。
So sometimes, we may be able to accept. The differences between reality and the theory.
哦，甚至啊，哦，现实存在这个不确定性。
Or even the uncertainty we find in reality.
哦，我们愿意让这个真理慢慢的逐渐显明。
We are willing to wait for the truth to slowly manifest itself.
我们相信真理还是在神的手里头。
And we believe that truth is still in the hands of God.
而不急着要扮演神的角色，要替神来下结论。
And we are not so anxious to play God ourselves and try to do things for God.
哦，而被迫啊，做出一些啊，两害取其轻，不得不做的一个结论。
And force ourselves to become biased and make a conclusion that does not help either party.
哦，以及痛苦的决定。
And make very painful decisions.
哦，就如同我们前面所说的。
Just like we mentioned earlier.
圣经里头的法利赛人。
When we look at the Pharisees in the Bible.
哦，不一定都是无情无理的人。
Not all of them are unreasonable and incompassionate.
他们也不一定都是死守律法条规的。
They are not all people who hold the law without any type of thought.
哦，不管人死活的。
They are not people who don't have any concern for the life of their fellow man.
不重视人的价值的。
They are not all people who do not value the life of a person.
同样的。
And in the same way,
我们重视啊，旧约圣经的权威。
We honor the authority of the Old Testament.
哦，我们也不需要把律法哦跟福音的恩典完全处于对立。
We don't have to see the law and the gospel as two things that go against each other.
哦，原来，律法所设定的安息日。
But we see that the Sabbath that was established by the law.
哦，就是要让人、让牲畜、让大地得到休息。
Is to allow man, the livestock, and all life to receive rest.
哦，这个是充满着神的慈爱的设计。
This is a device that is full of the love of God.
更何况说圣经本来就没有禁止说安息日不可吃饭。
But we also see that the Bible never prohibits a person from eating on the Sabbath.
哦，安息日啊，哦，不可以为自己的生存做准备。
And that you cannot prepare for your own life, for your own survival on the Sabbath.
哦，主耶稣在马太福音的十二章那边也举个例呀。
In Matthew chapter 12, Lord Jesus also gave us an example.
哦，没有人呐，在安息日看见一羊掉到坑里头啊，不把它拉上来的。
Nobody, when he has a sheep that falls into a pit on the Sabbath, would not try to save it out of the pit.
哦，更何况说人的价值啊，比牲畜来的贵重。
And then he says, how much more value then is a man than a sheep?
哦，明明看到有人受伤需要帮助，却袖手旁观。
If you see a person who is clearly hurt, will you refrain yourself from helping them?
哦，因为安息日的条规啊，所以啊，任凭对方挨饿，甚至任凭对方死亡。
That because of the restrictions of the Sabbath, you allow a person to starve and maybe even die.
哦，如同耶稣在这个时候反问的，安息日行善行恶，救命害命，哪样可以呢？
And just as how Lord Jesus asked the Pharisees, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?
问题出在法利赛人，他们太自义啊。
And we see the problem lies with the Pharisees being too self-righteous.
他们丝毫无法忍受跟他们的见解，跟他们解释不同的耶稣。
They are not able to accept this Jesus who holds a different viewpoint and interpretation of the Bible from them.
所以他们要找耶稣的把柄。
So they want to find some fault of Lord Jesus.
鸡蛋里挑骨头一样的来找麻烦。
They're trying to find pick a bone out of an egg and trying to cause problems for him.
所以他们没有办法很公平的、很持平的来看待耶稣。
So we see that they were not able to view Lord Jesus with very a fair-minded view.
他们把自己推到一个极端，推到毫无人性的极端去。
But instead, they pushed themselves to an extreme where they have no concern for life at all.
无理取闹，也失去了弹性。
And they become completely unreasonable, and they are not flexible at all.
也失去了神当时设立安息日这个律法的原本精神。
And we see that they also lost the original spirit of the Sabbath that God had established the Sabbath with.
所以傲慢跟偏见。
So when we look at pride and prejudice.
很多时候会把我们陷入像法利赛人这样的一个荒谬跟可笑。
Oftentimes it will cause us to put ourselves in a position like the Pharisees, where we become very unreasonable and very ridiculous.
让我们活得不像人哦。
So that we are no longer like a man.
失去了人情。
We lose human kindness.
也失去了真理。
And we also lose the truth.
所以千万小心。我们那种自义的傲慢，以及我们先入为主的偏见。
So we have to be very careful of this self-righteousness that brings this pride and prejudice.
小弟想，曾经想过自己在神学院刚出来当传道的时候，也是充满着傲慢跟偏见。
And when I think back, I remember that when I first graduated from the theological seminary.I was also full of pride and prejudice.
记得有一次，那在台湾的时候，在教区的传道者的灵修会当中。
I remember one time in Taiwan when I was attending a seminar for the ministers.
那一次有一个传道同工，是小弟耳闻那种大家不欢迎的传道
And I remember during that time, there was a fellow preacher who I have heard from other people that he was a preacher that generally was not welcomed by other people.
其实小弟不认识他。
But even though I didn't know him personally,
都是听说听说听说来的。
Everything I know about him, I've heard from other people.
那祷告会到了。
So when it comes to the prayer session,
这个区负责客气地说，我们现在请最年轻的，刚刚出炉的传道。来跟我们勉励所以就叫小弟带这个祷告会。
When it comes to a prayer session, the regional coordinator announced saying, "We'll ask the newest and the freshest graduate from the theological seminar to come give us an encouragement." And so that was me.
所以小弟就针对那一个对象小弟听说的那个不好的传道同工我就讲了一篇以利亚求死。谈传道人的职业倦怠
And so using the things that I have heard about that particular preacher, I gave a sermon that was targeted at that teacher, talking about how Elijah prayed for death and how God takes care of preachers.
当我自得意满 得意的说，好，那我们现在为软弱的传道来祷告的时候。
And when I was so full of myself, and I says, and I said to everyone that let's pray for our ministers who are very weak.
小弟眼前认为的这个软弱的传道，他竟然举手啊。
This preacher who I thought who was very weak suddenly raised his hand.
他要求区负责说，能不能让我讲几句话，我们再祷告。
And he asked the regional coordinator saying, can I share some words and then we can pray?
小弟心里想，你还有什么话讲？我刚刚就是在讲你耶。
And in my heart, I was thinking, what else do you have to say? My entire sermon was targeted for you.
当然，这个区负责也很客气哦，尤其这个同工啊是资深的传道人哦，请讲哦，请讲。
And because this regional coordinator was very polite, and also the preacher that I was targeting a sermon to was also a senior minister.
那这位小弟心目当中已经判定为坏传道的人了。他这么说。
So this preacher came up to share some words, and in my heart, I had already determined that this preacher was a bad preacher.
他说刚刚听到这个新出炉的传道这样的勉励啊，让他想起自己刚刚出来服侍神的时候。
And the senior minister shared, when I just heard this new preacher share this encouragement, it reminded me of when I first came out to serve.
也是充满着这个要为耶稣啊，要与耶稣同钉十字架的这种心态啊。
I was also filled with this mentality that I want to be crucified with Lord Jesus on the cross.
但是二十几年这个传道这个生涯一下来啊。
But after 20 years of serving as a preacher,
现在啊，竟然变成弟兄姐妹的问题传道。
Now I have become a problem for all the brothers and sisters.
到哪里啊，人家就不喜欢，就讨厌。
No matter where I go, people don't like me and they despise me.
真的是愧对主耶稣，对不起教会，对不起弟兄姐妹。
And I truly have shamed Lord Jesus, and I have wronged the church, and I have wronged the brothers and sisters.
这个讲着讲着就哭了出来了。
And as he was sharing all of this, suddenly he started shedding tears.
结果我愣在那边了。
And so I was just shocked, and I just stood there.
我觉得我好羞愧。
And I felt so ashamed.
他还会哭耶。
Because this preacher was able to cry.
他不是无可救药耶。
And he was not hopeless.
更何况说我根本不认识他，我都是听说的。
And even more so, I didn't even know him personally. Everything I knew about him, I heard from other people.
那我刚刚对他的审判。
But just now, I had passed the judgment on him.
是不是出于我的傲慢跟我的偏见呢？
Did it really come from just my pride and prejudice?
人家还没有盖棺呢，我就已经定论了。我替代的神已经审判他了。
Even before he was put into the coffin, I already judged his entire life for him.
我甚至否定圣灵可以改变他的能力，神能够让他回转的大能。
I even rejected the truth that the Holy Spirit could still change him and the power of God could still help him.
我是谁啊？
Who am I?
我怎么敢这样做呢？
Who am I that I dare to do such a thing?
所以从此之后，小弟再也不敢。
So after that, I no longer dare to do such a thing.
对人对事有先入为主的偏见，有自我的傲慢的成见。
That towards any person or any matter, I was afraid to have any type of prejudice or bias.
人是可以改变的。
Because people can change.
教会是在神的手里的。
And the church is in the hands of God.
我们不应该对人失望，我们不应该对神失望。
We should not be disappointed in people. We should not lose hope in God.
傲慢和偏见。
Pride and prejudice.
确实伤害我们很多。
These are things that have harmed us greatly.
所以我们求主耶稣帮助我们。
So we ask Lord Jesus to help us.
我们把我们彼此的傲慢跟偏见完全拿掉。
Let us remove all the pride and prejudice in our hearts.
你会发现对方好可爱。
If we remove it, we will discover that the other person is very lovable.
昨天陈淑静姐妹她的见证有一句话，深深的打动小弟，让小弟非常有同感。
Yesterday, when Sister Su Chen gave her testimony, she said something that really touched me.
她说她搬到这个南加州，到了教会啊，觉得大家对她都好冷漠。
She testified saying when she went to Southern California and she discovered that all the members there treated her so coldly.
但是后来，主耶稣改变她的想法。But
later, Lord Jesus changed her mentality.
不是大家对不起我，是我对不起大家。
And she changed her thinking from it is not that everyone has wronged me, but it is actually I who has wronged everyone.
她说她有这样的心境上的转变，结果大家都很欢迎她，大家都要请她吃饭。
And she testified saying when she had this change of heart, she discovered that suddenly everyone wanted to invite her to have a meal with them, and everyone was treating her so nicely.
对小弟来说,
so for myself,
小弟感觉到改变的不是别人, 是素净姐妹她自己。
I feel that what changed was not all the other members in the church, what changed was Sister Su Chen herself.
是神改变了她。
God had changed her.
你的心态不一样，你的看见就会不一样。
If your heart is different, what you see will also be different.
你的态度不一样，别人对我们也会不一样。
If your attitude is different, then people will also treat you differently.
心宽，身自宽，身宽，屋自宽，身心俱宽，何事能相干？
If
your 小弟越来越胖是这样啊。
If your heart is generous, your mind is very generous, you will just find that your surroundings will always be generous to you. And that's also the reason why I have put on more weight.
求主耶稣给我们一个完全不同于我们以往的看见。
So we ask our Lord Jesus to give us a perspective so that we may see.
让我们回转像小孩的样式。
So that we can return to be like little children.
因为清心的人有福了。
Because those who are pure in heart are blessed.
他们能够看见神的面。
For they shall see the face of God.
求主耶稣帮助。
Let us ask Lord Jesus to help us.
同心默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.